Hello, I'm Rachel.
And I'm Elizabeth.
And this is
Books, Books, and More Books.
We got it this time.
Today we are going to be talking about
Rick Riordan and his, like,
mythology series. Yeah. Now, of course, most people think of that. They think of Percy Jackson. We're not only going to be doing that, though. We're going to be doing Percy Jackson,
The Kane Chronicles,
Magnus Chase,
all that fun stuff. Guys, yes. I'm really excited for this, okay? You guys don't know how excited I am.
Yeah. So first off is Percy Jackson, as that was the first of his mythology series. So what he basically was doing with that one was introducing us to Percy Jackson, who is a 16-year-old, I forget.
In the first book?
In the first book.
He was 12 in the
12,
first
that's book. What I thought, but I'm like, 16 also sounds a little bit better because of Harry Potter.
Oh, by the way, we're quoting the prophecy in the second Percy Jackson series. It's going to be a thing. Anyway, Elizabeth continues. Sorry, distraction.
So we meet him for the first time. We meet Annabeth Chase for the first time, which we'll be getting into more with Magnus Chase.
Oops.
We have Grover and all the
Luke, Clarice,
all the Olympians.
Charon. You can't forget Charon. Charon's
yeah.
Very important.
The three main gods, Zeus, Hades, and Poseidon, who all didn't keep their promises.
Actually, Hades did. Technically, he did.
Then how does that make
the Lotus Hotel? It was a thing.
No, I know. How does that make Bianca and, just forgot his name, Nether, thank you. I was going to say, like, Luke or something. I don't know. How does that make them demigods?
They are, but they were born before the gods made the promise.
That's
Hades,
true.
Because they're really powerful and he thought people would hunt them. He put them away in the Lotus Hotel, then they came back.
And they
So I'm confused on one thing. Does the Roman sides count? Like, did the Roman sides make the same promise?
I don't think so.
Because if they did, then yes, Hades did because Hazel exists. Which we'll get into in a little bit. Anyway,
yeah. Roman and Greek gods.
So anyway, in the first series, it's just beautiful. The ending is just beautiful. Mostly because Percy and Annabeth get together, and let's face it, that's a beautiful, wonderful thing.
And then they get ripped apart.
By Hera or Juno.
I was going to say Juno, but because that's who you meet her as first in the first book of.
True, but it's still Hera.
Yeah, I mean, it's still Hera, because Hera is her Greek side, but it's just they get ripped apart. It's basically by memories.
Does Apollo have a split personality disorder?
No.
Because his name is Apollo. And
I don't think he does, because when they met him, he didn't.
Okay, I think
so, and that was at the part where all of the gods did.
Yeah, that's true.
So.
Okay, so Apollo doesn't, but everyone else.
Pretty much, yeah.
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 I can't believe there's no Roman, like, kids that are Athena's kids. Like, no.
Probably because she might have been more war,
like. She was more loyal. She was more crafty and loyal.
Yeah.
Romans couldn't respect women. Okay, anyway. Sorry, I don't like the Romans as much as I like the Greeks. So.
She's basically Greek. I have no idea what I am.
Don't ask me, I don't know. You're a Hufflepuff.
I'm a Hufflepuff. Yes.
I'm just going to place you in that category.
Yes,
anyway.
Hufflepuff.
Okay.
There's Romans, there's Greek, there's Egyptians, and then there's Hufflepuff.
There's the Norse.
Or Norse, yes,
and
Norse.
Then there's just
Hufflepuff.
There's just that section for those people.
It's like a Venn diagram. There's four circles, and then there's like one in the middle where they're all coming together, which we have a theory on that. We'll get to that in a minute. And then there's another circle completely untouched by all the others, and that's Hufflepuff.
Anyway, okay, I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. We're going to get really distracted. And you guys are just going to have to put up with it or not listen.
You should know this by now if you heard the first two, which came as one.
Yeah, I think so. One.
And by the way, we've had technical difficulties, which is why we haven't been releasing any of these lately.
We're going to have more technical difficulties because, let's face it, I cannot work technology.
She'll have technical difficulties. I will work everything out and we'll be fine.
Yes.
But most of the technical difficulties was people being gone and then computers not working too.
Yeah.
Because that is technical difficulty. Anyways, back to Annabeth Chase and Magnus Chase with the Norse gods.
So wait, we're just going to do a quick family tree thing here for you guys so you understand it. Perse is the son of the Poseidon. He's dating the son of Athena. Oh, good boy.
If you guys don't understand this, you probably haven't read the books.
Daughter of
Athena. Meaning there's going to be spoilers in here. So
spoilers.
Read it and then come back.
Or just listen to it.
Or just listen to it and have spoilers and then read it. But
anyway, so they're dating even though they're technically cousins, but gods have other things. Anyway, now, here I'm going to get into our theory here on what he's going to do. Also, okay.
Anyways, thing is though, not everyone's related, technically.
No, but this will all come together. So anyway, Annabeth has a cousin, Magnus, who is the son of Frey, right? Frey?
Yeah, Frey. And
who's, like, Norse god of summer and stuff.
Isn't his mom Nicole? Something like that?
I think it's Nicole. I can look it up. I have it on my iPad right here. Anyway, so we got Magnus and Annabeth, who are cousins, and Magnus has a Norse father and Annabeth has a Greek mother. Meaning, those two are in the same universe, I guess. So anyway, next we go to, dang it, iBooks, don't shut yourself off. Anyway, so then.
So what happened in the first, I think it was like 5 chapters, I'm just going to say 5 because that makes, first like 5 chapters of Magnus Chase. Wow, okay, this page I have has spoilers. It's just like, warning, contains spoilers. Anyways.
All right, anyway, so
he has been homeless for 2 years since his mother's death. And at the beginning of the book, it's his birthday, and he's turning 16. His uncles and...
Wait, let's make this very clear. There is Uncle Randolph, who's evil and terrible, and I hate him, okay?
I don't hate him because the ending
epilogue thing... But he's working for Loki!
But I feel like he has to, is the thing. Like, for right now, we don't have enough information, and I kind of, like, hate him, and I kind of don't.
Anyway, and then there's Annabeth's dad. What is Annabeth's dad's name?
Ooh, I forget.
Anyway, Annabeth's dad. Okay, so back to the theory, because we got really distracted. It doesn't really matter what his mom's name is. So anyway, so Annabeth and
Frederick.
Frederick. So Uncle Frederick. Anyway, so there's Uncle
They're Randolph helping Uncle Randolph find Magnus.
They don't know why.
Now, Magnus's 2 homeless friends, one who mostly looks after him during the day, one who looks after him during the night. That comes
Blitz
in later.
And Hearth.
Yeah, or that comes
Blitzen and Hearthstone.
That comes in later. We'll get into that later. But they see that there's people handing out flyers with Magnus's photo on. They describe him, and he realizes that one is his cousin. He doesn't really know for sure, but he's like, hey, that sounds familiar.
Well, it's like, he's like, Annabeth, flashes back to earliest memory. Oh, that's my cousin and my uncle are looking for me. I wonder why. Okay, sorry.
So he goes to his uncle's house, and tons of things happen. And he basically dies in like the first 5 chapters. Big spoiler there.
Guys, I would like to say he honestly dies. No, he does not come back to life. He is dead.
Yeah.
No one magically saves him. He is just
Well,
dead.
Technically someone does magically...
No.
Doesn't save him, but magically takes him somewhere.
To Valhalla.
Anyways. So he sees Annabeth. And at this point, I had a theory right when I saw the name of the book. I'm like, they are at least cousins. And of course, I was right.
Anyway.
Anyways, and he sees her and describes her. And I'm like, yep, that's Annabeth. And then he goes, flashes back, and yeah, we figure out it's her. And then later on, he sees her again, and she's like, I can take you somewhere to protect you and stuff like that. And he is like, no, I can't. You are...
You
not safe, and
don't understand.
And then she says something, and then not that quote.
I know. You
something
know
that he realizes later. He has to like leave real quick, and then he's thinking back on it. And he's like, "Wait, she said wait," and he's like, "Wait, does she know about all this?" And then yeah.
Anyway, so yeah, they meet up.
So that's how we think that. Percy Jackson, Roman, because Percy Jackson and Roman's already
connected.
Got together. So, I mean, that kind of makes sense that Percy Jackson and the Romans would meet with Norse mythology.
Okay, so now here's the third part. Don't interrupt. So, we haven't talked about this much. We kind of got on another hype anyway. The Kane Chronicles is about these two siblings, Carter and Sadie, and they're descended from these long lines of pharaohs. Anyway, don't ask me which ones, because I don't remember.
Their mom dies when they were six, I want to say. I forget. Yeah, which it was like six
one
or
of
seven.
Them was like, I think Sadie was six and Carter was eight, or was it?
No, that's the other way around, because Carter's younger.
I thought no, okay.
Yeah. Anyways, their mom dies when they're young, pretty much, and their grandma on their mom's side, grandma and grandfather, on their mom's side takes Sadie, while Carter goes with his dad and travels everywhere.
They both want the other person's life.
Yeah, they both want the other person's life because Carter doesn't get to have friends, and Sadie doesn't want friends and wants to see the world.
Well, she wants friends, but
don't really get friends when you want to see the world. So I said she doesn't want friends.
Anyway.
And then her dad picks her up, and their grandparents hate their dad for, what was it again? It was
because
like,
they know the real reason the mom died, and they never really wanted them to be together. Anyway.
And so the dad picks them up and takes them to the Smithsonian.
It's the British Museum.
Yeah,
The big and so he goes to the Rosetta Stone, and he does all these incantations and a flash of blue light. Sadie and Carter get knocked off their feet. They hear some weird voices, and five gods appear.
Yeah.
And
tons of stuff
happens.
Yeah. Well, not possess them.
They kind of possess them. Admit it.
More their dad. More their dad, I feel like.
Yeah, the dad is possessed.
Yeah.
Not in a demon way, like in a godly way. He is possessed by.
If you think of Supernatural, it's kind of like that, I have to say.
If you like Supernatural.
If you have seen Supernatural with Cass and the demons.
Okay. If you have not seen that, like me, then. Just read the books.
You'll understand. Anyways, and so tons of stuff happens, and they go on quests pretty much like all of these mythology people do. And wasn't their uncle the one with the house?
Uncle Amos, yeah.
Yeah, their uncle has this like big house and everything. And
Carter is older.
Really?
Yeah, see, Sadie is the youngest child of Julius and Ruby Kane, and the sister of Carter Kane.
Oh.
I got right.
I swear she was older.
Anyway, she acts like she's older. Let's face it. She acts like
she does.
She's
That's
older.
Why I thought she was older. And so they go on this to get the god Ra and defeat these.
No, it starts with they have to go get the god Seth.
Yeah.
Seth.
They have to defeat these and...
Oh, no, it's Seth, not Seth. Sorry.
Well, whatever. Anyway. They have to defeat these gods and
they find out they're possessed by gods.
Yes. And anyways, do a bunch of dangerous stuff as all these demigods do.
So anyway,
there was a short story
where Percy and Carter meet.
Yeah. Well, they don't really meet.
They meet. Let's face it. They find a giant monster.
That's true.
Together.
That's
they
true.
Have met. And
yeah.
They get each other's
And
numbers.
Just so you know, isn't it by, is it in, it is though by like Rick Riordan, so.
Yeah, It's an official thing.
Guys. Yeah, it's official that they have met. So basically what happens is Sadie and Carter are going somewhere and Carter sees Percy running by with his sword.
No. Well, it was like Carter gets an alert. There's this giant monster who's the son of Sobek. So it's a giant crocodile, okay, guys? And he goes to go attack it, and so does Percy because demigods fight monsters and stuff.
Anyways.
And so Carter and Percy meet and, like, fight the monster, and Percy keeps calling Carter a demigod. Like, you're a demigod, but who are you the son of? And Carter's like, you're a magician. Like, who do you, like, work under? Like, what path have you taken? And they're both really confused, and they decide not to go into it too far. And then Percy gives Carter his number. Ooh, sorry. I have to do that.
Anyways.
That's not official. Don't ship it. It'll make me sad. Anyway.
So we think that eventually something will happen, which we will get into next time, because I think this has gone on.
Way too
Yeah. Long. Yeah. Oh, which will probably happen later. But anyways, we will see you next time, which will be Monday when we come back.
Just unless this gets incorrectly.
It will be Monday.
Okay.
Which is the day we come back from school. Sigh.
Sty?
Sigh. Oh, anyways.
Okay, I thought you said sty, not sigh.
Sigh. Hope you all had a good Thanksgiving, and we'll see you later from books, and more books.
Okay, bye, guys. Happy Thanksgiving. I know you're not going to see this until later, but wish me luck. I have to wake up at 3 a.m.